The centurion Roman army officer received this favor with the Jews by the fact he loved them and financed their synagogue from the love felt within him for the chosen Jewish people. For he loveth our nation, and he built us a synagogue. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Luke 7 verse 5, Matthew 8 verse 7. When the centurion Roman army officer receives his chance to speak with Christ, he amazes the Lord with the response he gives Christ. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8 verse 8. Amazing faith. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say unto this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. Matthew 8 verse 9. Christ is amazed at the centurion Roman army officer's response. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew 8 verse 10 and 13. Christ reinforces the fact his ministry is to God's chosen people, the Jews, and he is amazed at how a Gentile has such faith in the Lord. The officer's faith outweighs all Christ has seen in the Jewish nation of Israel. Christ finished with his statement of the unpleasant news of those within the Jewish nation that reject God's new covenant will be judged by God without the grace of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8 verse 11 through 12.